Unit 3, page 66, reading. Not so happily ever after.
Fairy tales about pretty princesses winning the heart of Prince Charming are more harmful than parents might think, says Liz Grauerholtz and Lori Baker Sperry, both professors of sociology who researched the feminine beauty ideal in children's fairy tales. Their study focused on how beauty is described in fairy tales and whether stories with beautiful princesses are more likely to be popular. The researchers say that parents need to be aware of the negative aspects of fairy tales. Some stories tell children that unattractive people are more likely to be evil. Furthermore, they may reinforce traditional gender roles that may confuse today's young women. Fairy tales, which are still read to millions of American children, imply that it pays to be pretty, Grauerholtz says. It's important to understand the messages our children receive about traditional gender roles, especially during a time when women are encouraged to be independent and rely on their brains rather than their beauty. Grauerholtz and Baker Sperry examined 168 Grimm Brothers fairy tales. These stories were written by Jacob and William Grimm in the 1800s and were used in Central Europe to teach children the roles boys and girls should play in life, as well as what it means to be good or bad. Their research shows that the five most popular tales are Cinderella, Snow White, Sleeping Beauty, Little Red Riding Hood, and Hansel and Gretel. They also found that the majority of fairy tales that are still popular in the 21st century are about young, beautiful princesses. The message that physical attractiveness is an important advantage for women is still socially acceptable. Today, although women are more independent than in the past, they still consider being beautiful as very important. They ask themselves why it is that attractive women are more popular and successful, even in cases when their talent should be the most important criterion. Girls who hear and read fairy tales about princesses finding happiness just because they are beautiful cannot forget this powerful message, even when they become adults. It is because of this that many women feel insecure and do not even try to realize their potential. Grauerholtz and Baker Sperry add that youngsters who are exposed to the traditional way of thinking expect women to be pretty and dependent, even in reality. As a result, there are girls today who do not take up careers which may seem manly, such as becoming professional athletes, physicists, or mathematicians. Sadly, emphasis on beauty has become a way in which modern society controls women. This leads to the limiting of their personal freedom, sense of power, and control of their lives. Fortunately, things are beginning to change. For example, in the films Frozen and Brave, the heroines aren't what you would expect of a typical traditional female character. Neither Elsa nor Merida conform to traditional expectations, and they teach young viewers an important message. It's heartwarming to see that the issue of gender equality is finally getting the attention it deserves.